Shalom to all. Today we learn Maseches Bava Metzia, Perek Daled, Mishnah Aleph and Beis. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esar Bas Rachel, Shishi B'Zachar Avin, Ruziva Kohen, Bikarav Mamish. Now the following is very important to note for these first two Mishnayos. Midir Rabbanon, money does not legally acquire. Ma'ais Einon Kainais. So if a person gives his friend money to buy an object from him, even though he handed the money over, technically they could back out of the sale because nothing's been acquired over here. Nothing halachic has been accomplished. However, it's not so with the product itself. Once a customer does a kinyan on the object, it could be did a Mashicha or Akbah, one of these types of kinyanim, since that's a proper kinyan on the object, that's automatically a kinyan of the money by the seller of the object, which means now no one's allowed to back out of the sale, and the buyer now has a chiyuv to pay the money. And in every transaction, we have two things. We have ma'os, or kesef, that's the money, and we have the peiros, which is the product. Now the Mishnah is going to go through a number of different things, telling us what's considered the kesef and what's the peiros. So hazav kines hakesef, vakesef eina kines hazav. Gold acquires silver, and silver does not acquire gold. In this discussion, we're talking about gold coins and silver coins, and even though both of them are money, you can use them on the market, when two people are, for all intents and purposes, exchanging a gold coin for 25 silver ones, because that's what it was worth, in smaller denominations, that's basically like a penny to a quarter, 1 cent to 25 cents, so one gold coin was 25 silver ones, the gold coin is actually not considered money here, it's considered peiros. That's because you can't really use a gold coin on the street so much. It's like walking into a store with a $100 bill, the person doesn't know, should they take it, should they give you change, they start marking it up with all their fancy little markers to see if it's actually a $100 bill, sometimes they'll complain, they don't have enough change, so it's not really usable, it's not charif, that's the word in the Gemara, and therefore gold in relation to silver is really considered peiros, and it's the silver which is considered the money. Therefore, as the Mishnah just told us, zav is kind of kesef. When a person is moshech, when he does a kinyan on the gold, that's like making a kinyan on the peiros, and that creates a chiyuv for the money to be paid, whereas if a person takes the kesef, the silver coins, that does not create a chiyuv for the zav, because again, the zav is the product over here. Similarly, the Mishnah continues, hanachash is kind of a kesef, vakesef ain't a kind of hanachash. Copper acquires silver, and silver doesn't acquire copper. It's the same thing. Even though copper coins are usable, they're not as usable as silver coins, so they have a din of pay rice, and the silver coins have a din of money. Onto something similar, mice or rice kind of seyafis. Bad money acquires good money. Bad money over here, for example, is something taken out of circulation, and that acquires good money, which is still in circulation, vahayafis and kind of rice. Whereas the good money doesn't acquire the bad, because again, the bad is not considered real money. It's just pay rice, it's the product, and it's not the actual kesef. Onto something similar, asima and kind of samatbeya, vamatbeya, ain't a kind of simon. And asimon is a blank coin. It doesn't have the imprint on it yet. So that's going to acquire a real coin that's usable, whereas a real coin doesn't acquire in a simon. And onto the last din, metaltalin kind of samatbeya, vamatbeya, ain't a kind of metaltalin. This is what we discussed in the beginning, in the introduction, that when a person takes metaltalin, he takes the object, he does a kinyan on it, that automatically creates a chiyuv for the money to be paid. But if the money is paid, that's matbeya, that's not kind of metaltalin. That doesn't create a kinyan on the object. As I call this rule, call metaltalin kind of zezeh, metaltalin are kind of each other, which means if two people are bartering, they're doing an exchange, my object for yours, so one is kind of the other. Because in this exchange, both things are considered peiros, we don't consider them one of them kesef. Now moving on to Mishnah Beis, we just continue with this, ketzad, mashach hemenu peiros v'loy nasan loy ma'is. Let's say he did a mashicha on the peiros, he took the product towards himself, he did a kinyan, but he didn't pay the money yet, ein yachal lachzer bai, he can't be chazer, they can't retract from this deal, because the moment an acquisition was done on the peiros, that's an automatic chiyuv for this whole kinyan. However, nasan loy ma'is v'loy mashach hemenu peiros, if he gave the money, but he didn't do mashicha of the peiros, yachal lachzer bai, he can be chazer. Now here's something very important. Aval Amru. However, Chazal said, Misha Paramachadar Mabul Midara Flago, the one who published the people of the generation of the Mabul and the generation of the Flago, which is the generation they built Migdal Bavel in, who also Lipara Misha Eno Aimu Bidiburai, he's going to punish somebody who doesn't stand by his word. So even though, according to the strict halacha, if only money was paid, but no kinyan was done on the object, one is allowed to back out of the sale, there's this very strong thing. It's like a curse called a Misha Para that Hashem is going to punish somebody who backs out of such a deal and doesn't stand by his word. Now, Rav Shimon tells us, anyone who has the money, yada al yoyna, he has the upper hand. In other words, according to Rav Shimon, the seller is allowed to back out as long as he didn't give the product over yet, not the buyer. Once the buyer gives over the money, he's stuck and can't back out. But the seller technically could. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow's Mishnah Gimel and Daled, moving on to different dinim. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.